The west side of the Capitol building looked like a summer street fair, but the coalition of doctors, healthcare workers, unions, and health insurers was there with a message.
Stop the cuts!
Sharon Spurgeon came on a bus from Coalinga. She says even the current Medi-Cal rates are a burden on her medical center's budget.
It still is lower than our cost of care, but we are making it at this point.
If the 10% cut to Medi-Cal goes into effect, providers would also have to pay for 2 years in retroactive cuts that were delayed by court action. Spurgeon says her facility would have to close.
Community members would have to travel 60 miles to either Hanford or 70 miles to Fresno. So healthcare as we know it in our community wouldn't be there for them.
Lisa Folberg is with the California Medical Association.
Whether it's legislation or whether it's through the budget process, what we are asking for is that a budget does not move forward that has a 10% rate reduction.
But when Governor Jerry Brown released his revised budget in May, he said he doesn't intend to reverse previous savings.
The money's not there. We have obligations under Prop 98, and we have incredible responsibilities under the Affordable Care Act, and the known unknowns are considerable.
The Medi-Cal cuts will save the state more than $1 billion in the next two fiscal years. The administration says a provider's reimbursement will be spared if patient care access is endangered. Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.